Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Stream us from home on your smart speaker
or on the all-new Hit app. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon. A big show today, guys.
Do you know what one of my favourite things is? The world we're in now.
What?
I'm calling it the masky. It's the sexy mask selfie that's starting to pop up online. It's not good enough that we're just wearing masks and we should all be wearing our masks where we can. It's now who can make their mask look sexy. I've noticed on my feed, everyone's doing the kind of pout but with the mask on, the camera up high, down on them, with a bit of skin because obviously they're aware of the fact that their face is covered. It's very interesting watching people try and adapt.
Yeah, it really says a lot too because it goes... what you're trying to say is I'm sexy but also might be infected, which is a wild message.
Well, no, because mask doesn't mean might be infected. I feel
it
like
means you're living.
I'm sexy and I'm responsible.
That's what everyone wants. Hey, I know you said your missus is sexy, but is she responsible? Because otherwise,
that's what we should all be
I'm
right
not
now.
Coming to lunch. Hey, because we've
if it's
got
not
something...
on, it's not on. That's the whole. That's the
hey.
Whole.
Have you seen the Durex ad, the new one?
No.
It's got a picture of a mask and a picture of a contraception item next to it, and one says one's for going out and one's for going in.
Oh.
Oh, what? Oh, but you can say if it's not on, it's not on.
Yeah, I'm talking about masks. If it's not on, it's not on.
What's not on?
What's coming up on the show?
Well, let's go to a song because I need some time to calm myself because one of our team members has been very insulting to a certain part of my body. You'll find out which
who's
part
seeing
and
your
who.
Body?
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got an issue, Bickers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is an email that goes around and everyone in the team puts ideas on a sheet of what we should
group
maybe talk
WhatsApp?
About.
WhatsApp? No.
Well, just the content email.
Yes.
I mean,
I didn't realise it was a collective thing. I've never put an idea on there.
No, we talk about that a lot, actually.
I didn't realise I was meant to.
Well, under content today, there was a suggested talk topic. And I don't know which member of our team has put this on there. But it simply says, do you have sexy feet? Question mark. Oh. I'd argue this is the worst part of Tommy's body.
Oh. Ouch.
And I'm guessing the fact that Sonda laughed before we finished speaking. Sonda, was that you?
Yeah, it was.
What do you even know what his feet look like?
They are disgusting.
How are we, when
because
are you
he
looking
wears
at them?
Slides and he has the
that's
most
not why.
Munted toe.
That's
I've
not
ever seen.
That's
is that from
why.
Antarctica?
Yeah, I lost four of my toenails and one just hasn't grown back.
Oh,
but my feet were featured last night on a foot fetish site.
Why?
And that I'm assuming, Son, that's what prompted your.
Well, because I know how I said the worst part of your body? The rest of your body is wonderful. You've got disgusting feet.
That's a lot as
well. And the idea that they put it on a fetish site makes me worry about the person that posted it because they are disgusting.
Well, then Eli keeps asking me since
we were
talking about
this. Yeah, I want to see them now.
So
can you show me?
I've sent a photo through to our group.
Group WhatsApp. Imagine having hairy, hairy feet like that.
Yeah,
I could plait those hairs.
I just Googled ugly feet and that's what came up.
Because I always get accused of having ugly feet because I've got those ginormous toes that could almost be hands. They're that
big. Hang on. This is what I want to do. So I want people to call in of have you got the mankiest feet? And I want you to describe them to us. But to make it palpable for everybody, I want to put some soft music. So because before you describe your feet, Jesse, if you wouldn't mind, please, just have you got a few instruments there for you?
Yeah, too sexy?
I mean, it's a very
is
like.
Is that why you're still a virgin?
I don't know what I'm doing here, man.
I want a bit of Kenny G.
Just give us something slow and sexy.
Yeah, this is good.
Bickers, can you describe your feet for us, please?
My toes, they are enormous.
Which ones?
Oh, my big ones. My big, big, big toes. They are so big. You couldn't even
fit them in your mouth. Chuck them in the gob hole, you pervert. I bet you can't.
But I have very little toes. I've got big toes and little toes.
What's happened to your tone? Hang on. What's happened to your tone?
Because it's sexy to go, but I've got little toes. But as a result of having a big toe, it means I've also got a big nail.
Yeah. And do you get bunions as well?
No, I feel like I might be getting one of them. I didn't know what one was, but the bit of bone, is that at the end of the big toe? It starts to stick out a bit.
Do you mean that you're like side bone?
Yeah, I think I'm going to end up with those women that have to wear those croc-type shoes with the big bunions sticking out. That's going to be me.
They should make bunion shoes, or is that what crocs are?
I'm sure they would. No, that's not what crocs are. This is good, though.
So talk to us
about your toes, if your toes are so gross. I want a photo, for starters. I'm not allowing anybody to call up until you agree that you'll post a photo online if people call up.
No.
Well, then why? That's not fair.
Because they're really munted.
Well, off you go. Describe them to us.
Jesse, can you give us a bit of... Let me start at the big... It's not quite as big as yours, big toe. But you know how the nail's usually meant to be like a soft, maybe a slightly off-white?
I just saw your girlfriend that well past it.
She's left.
She's leaving. She's left.
She's the weirdest thing to walk in on. She's someone's talking sexy about their toes. What are you doing, honey?
Babe, I'm doing radio, I promise. Carrie's charging me $4.95 a minute.
You've got this ridiculous headset on, so you do look like a hotline caller.
Welcome back to Toes and Hoes. can we not say that? Sorry. It's going to be way worse than my other rhyme. Give us a call, 131060. We want to hear about your manky feet, but don't worry, to make it palpable, we want to hear about your hot manky feet. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking mankiest feet here because Sonda thinks it's the worst part of my body. I was featured on a foot fetish site last night and Sonda emailed the whole group and said that my feet are gross, and it is correct. I've just sent you a picture.
And I didn't believe you, so you've just sent me a picture. Picture of your good foot.
Mm-hmm.
You've got very skinny feet and very long toes.
Thank you very much.
Very feminine, aren't they?
Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, your big toe is about half the size of my big toe.
Yeah, but we just discovered you've got huge toes.
Okay, I'm about to open the manky one.
Okay.
Oh!
I know. Isn't it the worst?
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I know, mate.
What's happened to that toe?
That's the one that it fell
Where's
off when I was
Where's the one that
running.
Hasn't grown back?
The big toe is the one that hasn't grown back properly.
Well,
it's only like half
on
a
it?
Manky toenail.
Oh, it's white and all crusted with green stuff on it. What's the green stuff?
No, that was a filter.
Oh, God, you should keep them away. Don't get them out.
Mate.
Do in summer.
No,
you need a pedicure would help that. A pedicure would help that.
I rock thongs all the time.
Yeah, I never look at your feet.
Yeah. Hey, on 131060, because who have we got?
We've got Lockie. Lockie, let's just set the scene for you. Give us some music, Jess. Lockie, talk to me about your feet.
My feet are distinguished by the long toenails, as long as a football oval. The soles as black as dirt.
Oh.
And the smell as noxious as a cow.
Is it? Do you always know it's your feet that smell, Lockie, or sometimes do you go, what's that smell, and you search for 10 minutes before you think, oh, bugger, that's me?
No, it's just something eventually you put up with.
I love the song.
Work,
Lockie. We're never going to dance again, manky feet have got the rhythm.
That's good.
Yeah. Rachel, you've called the hotline. Tell us about your manky feet.
Well, let me tell you, manky feet can dance. After 20 years of ballet, my big toe at the knuckle turns in at a 45-degree angle.
Oh.
I love a 45-degree angle.
And that second toenail, Tommy,
yeah.
It never grows back.
Doesn't
it never grows back.
I'm stuck with these toenails forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Steve? Steve, I understand you want to talk to us about your two pinkies.
Hello. How are you going?
Hang on. Steve, we're going to need you to get a bit more in character. Jesse, give it a bit of heat.
Have we got something else? Give us another song. What have we got? Maybe that's not Steve's jam.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Toe jam. Okay.
Oh, hello. Steve.
Can you hear me?
Steve.
Get in here, Steve.
Come on, big man.
My sexy voice. Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Can, Steve. Tell us about those feet.
Under my two big toes, I have a random fungus growing under my two big toes.
He's still not quite getting it, Steve.
I like it.
Is that as sexy as you get, Steve? Come on.
That I can actually peel my toenails off with my fingers.
Ooh.
And then with my pinkies, I've kicked them so much that they actually tuck under my other toes.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
And if you're just joining us and you missed out on a bitty sexy toe chat, well, don't worry. There's plenty more where that came from.
I felt bad that we missed out on getting to Michael because, Michael, I know, Michael, you were bang up for some sexy toe chat, weren't you?
I was.
Michael, let's provide some backing music. And, if you wouldn't mind, just... Michael, if you wouldn't mind, regale us with those tootsies. What's going on down there?
Okay, guys, I want to talk about sexy. I want to talk about mankiest. The people before me had, I pray that I only had. My wife and my life are beside me right now. I can tell you my feet are the best. I have four toes on each foot. I have balls on the bottom of my feet that leave imprints in the sand that the police think is some sort of wild animal. I have toes that grow nails that I could beat talons and hang from a towel on it. If the colour
Michael,
of the feet alone
Michael,
is enough to turn
the
off
uniqueness
and to finish it off,
of having,
I actually shot myself through the foot.
Did you? Because it was just...
Is that how you got the four toes or after the four toes?
I decided I'd have them cut off to look sexier and mankier.
Michael.
What?
Michael,
I'm so confused.
How did you shoot yourself in the foot?
Held up the rifle, pulled the trigger, and it went through my foot.
Yeah, that'll do that, I guess. Sorry. Stupid question.
It's
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, someone in our extended team has become a celebrity.
Are we claiming them as part of our extended team?
Yes, otherwise it's just someone we don't...
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, otherwise it's just someone we don't know, and then that's not a story you stick around for, is it?
Sorry. One of our family has become a celebrity.
One of my best friends has become notorious. Sonda, who are we talking about?
We're talking about my
husband.
Hold on,
can we just hold on one sec? I've just got to get your mic hacking.
It
just needs to be
closer. Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Now it sounds like you're on the radio. You guys also know...
Am I?
A bit close.
You guys know that this isn't our midday meeting and we are actually live on it.
Now you're a bit loud. Just back it off. Just a time. About there. Good.
So my husband, Adrian, it's his sister, Kate.
Yes. And what's happened to Kate?
She has unwittingly become the face of coronavirus. She is a lieutenant in the Navy and she was flown in to Melbourne to help do testing when it started flaring up in Melbourne, and she was filmed and was on the Channel 10, 7 and 9 news that night about being a defence worker helping with testing.
Is this like a few months ago or like a month ago?
This was in June.
Yeah, right.
But obviously every news outlet took heaps of stock footage that day, and every day I log on and see a story about corona, it's her face that I look at.
Like on online news sites?
Online news.
Oh, my God.
On Facebook every day.
Show me. Here we go.
Son sent round all these different pictures, and they're from each different newspaper. There's
she's
not
in
only
all of them.
There's not only videos. There's still photos of everyone that needs a photo of someone doing a test. It's her. Because it reminded me of whenever the project use stock footage. It's always the staff that are there, and Benny that works with us. It was about 8 years ago. They said we need footage of someone vaping, and he was like, "Oh, I'll do it." And so they took footage of him vaping. Every vaping story now, it's still Benny vaping in the story, and he's like, "It's so long ago that his hair's different. He looks completely." Like a different person.
One of the girls at our office had to do. Can't remember why, but we needed her to be in bed, lying in bed, doing something. And now, whenever there's any story that has any reference to a woman, bed, bedroom, anything, it's just her vision that rolls out every single time of her and her PJs in bed.
Yeah.
Well, you even notice when you watch the news that they use similar footage of, say, there's a kid doing it, causing a tantrum, right?
Yes.
You can't often show kids' faces on TV, so you see from their shoulders down. And I know I've seen this one vision of this girl, who's a little girl who's throwing a tantrum and that she's been dragged along by her mother, right? Yes. That I've seen that about 50 times in different stories when it talks about kids behaving badly. This poor girl that maybe just one day happened to be filmed in a mall is now the face of tantrums all over our country.
And not just a mall, probably a mall in a completely different part of the world, and the footage has just been licensed out for, there you go, it's free now.
Exactly.
Give us a call, 13 10 60. Are you one of these people? Are you like Kate, where you've had one moment where people have taken photos and then you've gone, oh, gosh, I'm the photo of that forever, or I'm the face of that forever? Have you seen your either your photo or your footage pop up somewhere and you've unwillingly become the face or the body of something?
13, 10, 60.
My girlfriend sent me a message because I was wearing glasses of a certain glassware company in a photo with her from her birthday a few months ago, and now on their website is that photo, and she sent me a message the other day going, do I start getting kickbacks because I'm now the face of this glassware company? And I don't recall ever saying, yep, yeah, I'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we should sue
they
them.
Just do that.
But everybody else, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13 10 60. We want to know, what are you accidentally the famous face of?
Sondra, our producer's sister-in-law, works in the Navy and came to help out with some testing for the coronavirus, and must have been a day that the cameras were there because click, 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 clicked away. And what do you know? Now, every time there's stock footage used of somebody testing someone, it's your sister. Sister-in-law, Sonda.
Yeah. What were the cameras doing again, because?
Click, click, click.
And click, the cameras
the
must have been
boys,
there.
What is what's the song, Sheer Boys? Click, go Sheer to boys. Shearers. Click, click, click.
Levi, save us. what were you the face of?
I'm a Melbourne supporter in the AFL, and when so Melbourne beat Geelong in 2017, I was the face of sort of the Melbourne crying fans. Sorry, happy and everything,
You were crying with joy, and they played that in all the ads, did they?
Yeah, crying with joy and playing it all the ads. I got roasted on the front bar by Mick Molloy. they turned it into a gif.
Levi, you'd be up there with, remember the bloke, and I actually stopped him in the street and he was lovely, the Australia's Got Talent guy that his jaw drops in the audience, and they'd always go, it's a jaw-dropping show, and then it'd just be him in the audience every time.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Well, at footy, they'd be like, it's okay, Levi, no need to cry or anything like that. So, yeah, I'll be all over it with not needing to cry.
Good on you, Levi.
Fun, Levi. What about you, Alicia? Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia. What are you the face of?
Well, I'm a volunteer firefighter with the CFA, and in November last year, I got sent up to New South Wales to help with the fires.
Yeah.
And it was just very unfortunate that right after we'd put out a house fire, I decided to take my jacket off and lie down because I was a bit exhausted. And Getty Images guy comes up and takes a photo of me, and it got posted all over the internet. Apparently I was with the RSF. I was fighting fires in Kangaroo Island at the time that I was in New South Wales. And, yeah, it got posted everywhere.
First of all, good on you for doing that. But how isn't that interesting? How often, though, you must think that we now, when you see vision, you just assume that that photo was taken in Kangaroo Island, and that you like it makes you really think about all the pictures you've seen that are never actually what they are.
Oh yeah, I had family messaging me going, "Oh, I didn't know you were in Kangaroo Island." No, I wasn't.
Good on you, Alicia. That's great. Let's go to Ben. G'day, Ben.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, we are. What were you the face of, bro?
Well, I'm unwittingly, and I still do see myself, I'm the face of diabetes and obesity in Australia. Well, I'm not actually, I'm not the face, I'm the belly of, yes.
How did this come about, Ben?
Well, so I just moved to Australia, so I'd flown into Sydney Airport and I was at a shopping mall in Miranda, and I know it was me because I was wearing an I Love Australia shirt. And you see, I'd just been on a European diet, so and I was wearing an I Love Australia shirt, and a couple of weeks later, one of the news channels was a current affair program was doing a show about obesity and diabetes, and it was my belly that they were showing walking through the shopping mall, and I still see it 8 years later come up from time to time.
How's the belly looking now, Ben?
Well, it actually inspired me. I'm not a triple XL anymore. I'm just an XL.
Good on you, Benny.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And coming up very soon, a little bit of a relationship advice. I don't know who.
From who?
I'm going to tell
I wouldn't be trusting it from you.
I certainly won't be involved.
Tell us again, when was the last relationship you had, Jess? How many years?
Six or seven. It gets hard to remember.
And what about the other?
Yeah, no, we don't need to ask about that.
Because I've got a simple question.
You know what, Jess, though? When you meet the one, it'll be the one, you know?
Okay. Thanks, Bickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt bad.
And Jesse, don't think that's a good thing. Carrie just means because there's been zero, it will be the one.
Statistically.
Statistically, it will be the first, and so it will be the one. Bickers, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What is the scariest thing that you've done in your life in terms of activity that you've willingly participated in? So, like, you know, a hot lap in a car. No. Like an adventure thing.
I mean, that was quite adventurous.
Yeah,
having something come out of your clack is a,
yes, but I think that beats. I think that beats.
Thing to do.
I think that. Oh, mate, trust me, I know. I've done stuff. No, I think that.
Well, you know, I'm scared of everything and anything. Mm. Probably hot air ballooning.
Right.
Don't laugh, Sonda. I'm scared of heights. That was a huge thing to conquer that.
Yeah, you're in a tiny wicker basket. Yeah, I can understand that.
With the edges open, I could lean out and over. Yeah.
And sure, most
really
people
scary.
Do that for a relaxing morning. But yes, I get it. It could be terrifying. I understand that.
Well, I've never done anything else like bungee jump or anything like that.
So
like my mum, for her 50th, jumped out of a plane, and I'm too scared to do it, but yet she did it.
Wow. I mean, Jenny's an absolute trooper.
She is. And remember, I stood down and filmed her, and I filmed her red jumpsuit come all the way out of the plane and land, and then I realised it was a man, and I just filmed. They're all wearing red jumpsuits, and I'd filmed the wrong red jumpsuit. Yeah.
Did you go and say, "I've got some great footage of you"? Yeah. Excuse me, sir, I hope you don't mind, but I've been filming you for a long time.
What's the scariest thing you've done?
Well, this is bungee what I'm jumping. Trying to work out. No, I have bungee jumped, but no, I don't think so. I've skydived, and I don't think that's it.
Really?
I've shark dived, and I don't think that's it.
Oh, now you're just bragging. We know you're a hero.
I think you'll be surprised when this thing is scary. It's out of two things. I did a hot lap on the back of a MotoGP bike, and
oh my God.
Your face is so close to the ground that was the most terrifying thing. But I think last week when I had pucks hit at my head by the Sydney Bears, the professional ice hockey team, there was something about being able to see a puck flying towards your face but not be able to move quick enough to stop it that was absolutely terrifying. And I think that's
Could you be terrified, or was it happening too fast? Like, at what point were you terrified as you got out there onto the rink? Or you mean watching them come to you?
I wasn't scared.
Terrified.
I wasn't scared at all in the lead up to it, but it was as they started pinging my head. And I could see them coming from different directions, flying, because all you've got is like a grate over your face. And so you can see the pucks flying at you, but I couldn't move quick enough to stop any of them. And so I was just in that moment, like, it was terrifying.
I'm surprised you were scared, because I've started to wonder whether you're missing that bit in your brain. What's that thing called? The amygdala, or the, you know, the thing that tells you to be fearful? Is that the amygdala or whatever?
I'm
terrified. I thought you didn't have that.
Nah, I'm terrified of all of those things that I just listed. There wasn't any of them that I was like, that wasn't scary.
Right. So you're talking about things like, not the time I was in such a tiny plane, I thought I was going to die. Not terrifying moments, moments that you've chosen to put yourself out there
adventure.
As a fun, adventurous thing. Yes. And then as it was happening, you were like, what am I doing?
I'd love to know from people, particularly if the things are a bit, I'll hear from you if it's bungee jumping or something, but if you've got something that's got a bit of a twist on it, or maybe something we haven't mentioned that you go, oh no, that's the scariest thing you can do.
Have you ever done anything, Jess?
Yeah, bungee jumping would probably be my scariest one.
You don't strike. Where did you do that?
I did the world's biggest one in South Africa.
Because he's saying you're lying.
No, I just didn't think of him as a bungee jumper.
Well, I also did shark diving and
did you? You didn't.
Yeah.
Did you?
And the skydiving.
You couldn't
as well.
Even think of the last one. and the much.
You know, and
maybe
what else is exciting?
Maybe pick up more if you told people about that.
Oh, great, thanks. We circled full back around.
13 10 60. What's the scariest thing you can do for a thrill? I'd love to hear your calls. Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
13 10 60. We want to know the scariest thing you've ever done.
What have you done, thrill seekers? Those types of adventures, not in terms of things that life throws at you, like, because you said childbirth. I think that trumps all of these things. But talking adventure or adrenaline things, because I've done a lot of them, and I feel like having pucks hit at my face and not being able to stop them in time and just having a rocket into the grill in front of my face, I think was probably the scariest. Nikki, what was it for you?
Well, like you, Tommy, I've done the bungee jumping and the parachuting and the swimming with sharks. But my husband does track racing in his Porsche.
Yeah.
And he convinced me once to sit in the passenger seat. Halfway through the track, I've got my foot on the brake in the passenger seat, crying and screaming for him to get me out. I was terrified.
Wow. Was it the braking?
I do remember.
Sorry?
Oh, was it the braking, Nix? Was it the braking
it
into corners?
It was going full pout. We're at Phillip Island, and there's just this cement wall, and he's sitting on, you know, 280, and I can see that, and I'm just thinking, stop, we've got a daughter, we're both going to die, and she's going to be perilous.
I also think, Nikki, there's something about, I had to do it for something we did for the project once before the Grand Prix, and I think it's something to do with the fact that you're not in control
not
of the speed either. Like,
yes,
you can't,
I
think that's the feeling that you're...
Absolutely,
And Nikki, you've got the extra curveball of, like, when, because or I do it, it's a professional driver that we don't know. And so we assume they're flawless.
We're in safe hands,
But you're like, oh, and it's my idiot husband at the wheel.
Exactly. Who thinks he's a professional?
Good on you,
Nick. Thanks, Nikki. What about you, Phil? What's the most terrifying thing you've ever done?
Filthy.
Call up.
Hello.
Hello, Phil. What's the scariest thing you've done?
Doing a loop-de-loop in a tiger moth.
In a tiger moth.
You did that the other day, didn't you, Tommy? Was that scary?
I feel
it
like...
It is when the engine starts cutting out.
What?
Yes. That's Phil's got to the end of the story,
Phil.
And just started lying because it wasn't impressive enough.
No, tell me it didn't start cutting out, Phil.
It actually takes a long time to get to 3,000 feet to do a loop. And you lose 1,500 feet when you do a loop. When you're upside down and your engine goes...
That's pretty scary.
I hope your
seat
keeps going.
Did it make you spew, Phil?
No, not at all.
You're a tougher man than me. I spewed everywhere. That's good stuff. Okay. Because what do you think out of those
What about
two
you,
so
Acacia?
Far?
Well, they're good. I mean, I would do neither of those things. Mm. What have you got for us, Acacia?
Well, I'm a circus performer, so I've stayed in the Globe of Death with about three motorbikes riding around me. I've had one bust its fork seal and crash right in front of my feet, and I just had to stand there and wait for the other two to finish.
You know how you know it's going to be scary? It's really in the name, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
The Globe of Death is always going to be a bit of a...
Gives it away.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Give us a call on 13 10 60 if you can solve the mystery of how to wear a face mask and also glasses. Because I was chatting to my sister last night, Bickers, and she works in schools, and so she's got it for 8 hours a day. She's got to wear a mask down in Melbourne with her glasses. And she says
around kids they didn't wear them at schools. Oh, for older kids maybe.
For her job, she does. She goes to different schools. And she said it's an absolute nightmare. And I said, sure, there's tips and tricks. And I just looked it up. We're on the phone. And she just started laughing. She says, yeah, there is. And then I started reading through and worked out why she was laughing. One of the tips is to put tissues under the face mask to kind of push it all, like to clog up the gap, right?
Sorry, but so what's the... Before you tell me the solution, because what happens when you wear the face mask if you've got glasses? Does it fog up your glasses?
They just fog up straight away, like your first breath. And just shoots hot air up into your glasses, and you're in a steam room. And so the
tissues.
It was tissues under there, but she said that pushes out the glasses just enough off the bridge of her nose that suddenly her prescription is different. So it means everything's blurry. She said that one of the tips was to wash them in like dishwashing liqued. She said then that
wash
should make
your glasses.
Yeah.
So they don't fog up.
Yeah, and she said that didn't work. Shaving cream was another one, and just she said not only did it not work, but it kind of left a milky residue
on her glasses. Oh, how annoying.
And then it got down to the point where one of the tips we read was to get surgical tape and tape your mask onto your skin.
What about like double-sided tape, like when you go out at night and you want to wear a dress without a bra or something, and you double-sided tape your dress onto your boobs?
But mate, it's 8 hours a day. Like you don't want
When I go out for a long night, 8 hour night, I can't keep my boobs taped for 8 hours.
No, you always get yours out at about 11 p.m. What are you talking about?
That's a great solution, putting double-sided tape on the edges of the mask.
Your face sweats, doesn't it? Like, won't you get... Because there's
I mean, I don't want to go into details, but so do parts of your bodies when you go out dancing.
All right, sweaty nips and up from you. Let's go and see what Lauren says. G'day, Lauren.
Hello.
Hey, what's your tip?
So I figured if you put tissues or napkins in between your glasses where the nose is, when you're breathing, the air doesn't actually go up to your glasses, so it doesn't fog up.
But two things. Like my sister said, doesn't that change where your glasses sit and it makes your kind of vision different? And also, doesn't it just look like you've got a tissue on your nose all day?
It does. It does look really funny, but, I mean, it works, so who cares?
Okay.
And you know what? We're not worried about what anyone looks like at the moment, are we, Lauren?
Well, exactly. No one knows who
judgment.
You are in the mask, so
exactly.
Who cares?
I've noticed people have been people that wear masks are becoming very friendly because you can't see what mood they're in with their facial expressions. So everyone's like, hey, 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 muffled. Obviously, it's more like, ho, ho, through the mask. But people are engaging more because they're aware that we're walking around in a world where you've got no, facial
Which doesn't make sense, right? Because you should be nice when you're accountable. So when people can go, oh, I saw Carrie and she was so nice. But because you've got the anonymity of a mask, you could just be walking around going, you're a dickhead, you're a dickhead.
I mean, I'm not one of those people saying, hey, just to be clear.
let's go, Jess. Jess, what's your tip for glasses and mask? Yeah, great. Thank you.
My tip is anti-fog wipes.
Ooh. Oh, where do you get anti-fog wipes?
Well, my dad's just discovered this and he's like, thinks he's like incredible because he discovered this, but you get it from like super cheap auto or somewhere like that, and it's usually for your car, like front windscreen.
Wow.
You wipe it on your glasses, do it for about a minute so it really soaks in, and voila.
Jess, can you use can you use anti-fog wipes on like your mirror at home as well?
I haven't tried it, but I'd assume so.
I mean, usually we try and
end. I feel like
you're
missing something here, Tommy.
What am I missing?
You are.
What do you mean? That's an answer.
The person
isn't it?
In my life, the most that wants to come up with the next big thing.
Yeah.
How many people are wearing masks and glasses? You yeah. should come up with a glasses wipes for wearing with masks and just
you know
market
what I'm
it
do.
Now.
You know what I'm going to do because what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to get a Sharpie and I'm going to get all of the anti-fog wipes and I'm going to cross out anti-fog and write glasses. And charge double the price.
Great. Whatever gets you a cashola that you're so desperate for.
Thank you. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, I've got a dilemma. Jesse, hit me.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
let your partner read your text me.
Or not to
let your partner read your text me.
Initial,
of course you should. All of them.
Oh, you got nothing to hide, mate.
No,
or,
I know.
Or
but
do you?
No, I got nothing to hide.
No, but then it shouldn't be a question, should it?
So does Chris have the code to your phone?
Yes, because I think it is our child's birth date. It is our child's birth date.
So what about when you're sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
And you're on your phone. Mm-hmm. Does Chris read your messages along with you?
No. That's weird.
And no, so if you saw him
sit together and come up with our responses together.
But
no.
So then when does he read your text messages?
Like as in if my phone flashed up, I was in the shower, I wouldn't care that he would see what it flashed up with the message while I was in the shower or anything.
No, but I'm not talking about hiding them. I don't think you should hide your text messages. But if you were sitting together and you yep. saw him looking and reading along with you, would you do anything?
Okay, I see what you're saying. My initial thing would probably be like, what are you doing? Like, because I'd think, why is he reading over my shoulder?
Because
even if I was probably texting my mum, I probably would feel funny about it, yes.
Because I've just noticed it started to happen just occasionally and my girlfriend will just say something about the text and that I'm
reading.
As she's
walking past or something as you're
reading
it. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But then I don't have anything to hide and she has the code to my phone. If she wanted to read, she could. But I didn't know if this was a couple's thing that people do where they just read each other's text messages.
No, but it's true. If I walk past Chris and I can see him going ding, 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 I'll look over his shoulder and I'll know if it's like the boys on the group WhatsApp and I'll go, what's happening with the lads today or something is in, I'll know.
You've never said the sentence, what's happening with the lads today? Oh, g'day, Walks. What's happening with the lads today? Anyway, should we knock the top of a frothy? Words Carrie Bickmore has never said. What are you doing? Walking in the room, scratching your nuts and asking, what's happening with the lads today?
I don't know what I call them, boys. What are the guys? Guys.
What's happening with the guys?
Oh, but I will ask what are they up to because I can see them firing back and forth because
that's
it was
very
on one
different.
Of those group WhatsApp that I discovered something that had happened and with one of the guys that I didn't like and then I became very sus about the group WhatsApp.
Oh, is that what happened at the with the
on the swing? That, yeah.
Yeah, on the swing. Yeah. I mean, even that's pretty crook for my liking. but what about, that's different. That's not seeing a text message from someone and going, oh, Roscoe, what's happening with Roscoe? This is like if mum
goes,
you know.
Give me an example.
Say my mum will message me about, have you gone and got new asthma medication yet? And instead of that, just going, what's your mum's up to or what's she doing or what are the lads
up to?
Yeah. Or we're going, have the lads got you your asthma medication yet? She might specifically answer that question.
Oh, like, so have you got your asthma medication yet? That kind
yes.
of thing.
So it'll just right. be like that. So she'll walk past and just go, have you got your asthma medication yet?
Gosh,
and
I'll be reading like, oh, that's from weird. Far. Yeah, have you got it on the big person, like the old people?
I've got it on a projector text. On the wall. It's
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. So, it's been a big 6 months in this country.
Bloody oath it has.
Yeah, it feels weird to think that this year also had the horrendous bushfires that we had in this country. That's how our year began, but that feels like years ago because we've had so much happen since then.
Yeah, remember when we realised that Tiger King was only this year?
Okay, well, it's funny you mention that because the list of top Aussie Google searches for 2020 so far has come out. And for a very long period of time, leading the top searches was all about the bushfires. But then once the pandemic hit in February, that quickly took over. And of the top 20 topics that we searched for, I mean, I haven't done the math, but about 17 out of the 20 are corona-related, COVID-related.
When you say math, do you mean counting?
Well, the percentages I haven't done, I haven't quickly looked at the list and divided it up and then worked out what percentage. But so, it's very corona-heavy. However, in there, in the top 20, is Tiger King. I think, did that make the top 20? Oh, no, maybe it didn't even make the top 20. Kobe Bryant made 11.
Wow.
But not
Because not can you tell me, of the corona ones, is the top search corona? Or is it COVID? Or is it coronavirus?
Coronavirus. Then the next one is social distancing.
Yes.
I was surprised by the third one.
5G towers?
No, worldometers.
What? Worldometers?
Yeah. Oh,
does that mean the corona tallies around the world? Is that what that would be?
But is that what people are typing in? I mean, none of us even know the word worldometers.
Hang on. Wait. Stay with me. I'll Google it.
While you
Google
it.
Which is probably why. Probably everybody's read this article and then they've Googled it and it's pushed it right
Panic
up.
Buying's number 4. 5 is severe acute respiratory syndrome. 6 is Black Lives Matter. 7, pandemic. 8, hand sanitizer. 9, Animal Crossing. What's that? What's Animal Crossing?
I don't know. Hang on. I've forgotten what I'm Googling. Worldometer.
Worldometer.
I'll do Animal Crossing.
Okay. Well, don't do it. Search it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is. It's where coronavirus, it's the number of deaths around the world.
But is that weird though? Does everybody know that's the way it's measured? Does everyone know that's the thing to Google?
I mean, obviously they do. It's the third most in the world.
Australia. I mean, we just don't. Yeah. It's just us that doesn't.
Would you like to know the current number of active coronavirus cases in the world?
Sure.
Oh, no, sorry.
Is
not
it going to be depressing?
The current number. Oh, yeah, 15 million.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. My God.
Yeah. It's all right. 9 million of those have recovered. Don't ask about the others.
Number 12 on the list was Zoom video communications. Oh, remember that fun thing we did in 2020 when we all Zoomed? Oh, no, it's still our reality. TikTok's number 17, toilet paper 15, 20 stockpile.
Just toilet paper at number 15. Just toilet paper.
Just toilet paper. Yes, but then they've got the list of the most searched for questions.
Great.
Like where can I get toilet paper from? How do I make hand sanitizer?
Oh, thank God.
When will coronavirus end? What does simp mean? What does simp mean? What does that even mean?
I think Marshy called me that the other day, didn't he?
What? Can Didn't someone he? Tell me what does simp mean?
Hang on. I'm on it, mate. What am I Googling? How do I spell it?
Simp. Like S-I-M-P. S-I-M-P. Like okay. Short there for simply.
Go. While Tommy does that, Animal Crossing is...
A silly or foolish Nintendo person. Game. Damn it.
What's Animal Crossing?
And just a Nintendo game. Obviously very popular.
Oh, there we go.
I can't believe you simps didn't know that.
A lot of people searched for, is Kim Jong-un dead? Remember that period where everyone thought Kim Jong-un might have died?
Yes. Yeah. And they had to get another chubby North Korean bloke and give him the same haircut and wheel him out and say, no, he's alive.
Anyway, other than that, the top 10 searches are all coronavirus related, which I thought is also interesting because it's not called coronavirus anymore. It's called COVID, but yet the searches are all coronavirus. Yes.
Well, you restored my faith in humanity a bit because you said the number one and two questions. Number one was where do I buy toilet paper? And number two was how do I make... And it was masks, but I thought, oh, God, have we resorted
toilet
to
paper.
Googling how do we make our own toilet paper?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Usually joined by Husey and Ed right now, but just Husey today.
Where's Eduardo?
Doing something, trying to work out some deal, I don't know.
Hustling. Is he
hustling? He's hustling, man. He's
Normally
pitching.
It's you that's hustling.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to hustle if anyone wants me to hustle them, but you know, he's pitching. I don't know. Can't say too much. Involves soccer, apparently. So,
I think you've said too much.
Yeah. Just tell us his deal.
Yeah. Can't anyway. Say too much, but it's for SBS. Going to be 8:30 Tuesday night. Anyway, it's him, Sam Pang, Santo Chiaro. Anyway, can't say too much.
It's not SBS. Anyway, look, I'll forget about that. Look, we're going to.
What have you got coming up?
Well, first off, we're going to talk to a man who went round Melbourne today without a mask on. So,
the first day, is it the first day that it's legally you're required to?
Yes, if the rest of Australia don't know, in Melbourne, you've got to wear a mask. If you don't, you get fined $200.
And why didn't he wear his mask?
Well, he had a certificate to say he didn't have to wear a mask from a doctor, but people aren't to know that, are they? So we're going to...
heard a lot of very mean things from people as they walked past.
Muffled mean things.
The police followed him into the toilets at one point, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That seems unnecessary.
Yeah, well,
just wait till he comes out.
Well, they might have thought he was going to go through the window at the back of the toilets or something. I don't know. So it should be weird just for a mask. So for no mask. So yeah,
comes out with a toilet paper mask, thinking he's
you know. And that man was once on Big Brother. So yeah, so it was
hot dogs. Which one? Who is
it? Was it hot dogs?
It wasn't hot dogs. No, it was. Who do you think it could have been?
What's his name? Blair.
Not Blair McDonough. Where is Blair McDonough?
What's happened to Blair?
Yeah. He used to be Neighbours. What happened to Blair?
He was lovely. I liked Blair.
Hey, he was great. Absolutely.
That's another part of your show. Let's find Blair.
Where is Blair?
Where is Blair?
He is Blair.
That works.
And does Blair have hair?
Yes. And do we care about his hair?
Yeah.
Knock on the dunny. Is Blair in there with the mask guy?
On the subject of Big Brother, we're also talking to the winner of Big Brother. Do you know who won Big Brother?
Oh, sorry. We're back into the now one. I was thinking Big Brother back
Reggie.
In the day. And I'm like, why are we focusing so much on a show from 10 years ago?
Because, mate, it finished last night. The new series finished last night.
And in our other guest, someone who was on The Sullivans.
Do you know that the Big Brother... The guy who won it, Chad's his name. Have you across Chad's work, the guy who won last night?
I saw Chad on morning TV the other day.
Chad's got a massive chest tattoo. Tommy, have you gone the chest yet or not?
No, I haven't. I've got my ribs done, but no chest, Hughes.
Yeah, right.
Do you think I should?
I don't know, mate. If you do, you can certainly go in Bachelor in Paradise. Have you seen them swimming up to the... Have you seen how many chest tattoos are in Bachelor in Paradise?
I mean, if that's the thing that's keeping me out, I might stay bare-chested, I reckon.
Did you catch that last night, Carrie, Bachelor in
Paradise?
Yes,
I did. There was a lot of tats. Would you get another tat? I know you've got your tat on your hand. Would you get another tat on your chest?
No, I don't think so. But because, I mean, I've got... It wouldn't look good on me, you know.
But Hughesy... What if it got you into Bachelor in Paradise?
I reckon it'll be a chance. I would love
to see you walk in to Bachelor in Paradise. Think of the ratings.
Is it wrong for me to say they're a motley bunch, the blokes? Is that fair to say or not?
Oh, I think that's fine. Yeah. I think that's fine.
I reckon I could wander in at the age of almost 50 and looking like
and
I
have,
do.
And we'll have a chance.
I think I've got a chance.
No, that's the arrogance of a man talking then.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Stream us from home on your smart speaker
or on the all-new Hit app. This is Carrie and Tommy.